Go.
Love it or hate it, here we are at RealLibertyMedia.com. We're contrasting the occupation. That's Flash, Somebody, and me, Vinny, the man of many names.
Hello. Hi, Flash. Hello, Vincent.
Yeah, that's one of my names. This is one my mother gave me and the one that she prefers. So if you love my mother, say Vincent. Hey, y'all anyway. Might not be prepared, but hey, it's happening right now.
Yeah, we're doing the oddest with this show. This is the weirdest show we've done so far.
Well, listen, you might not like the way I have to say it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, I got an interesting thing I want to talk to you about tonight, sir.
Should I put clothes on or?
Nah. Open your door. Let the bugs live free.
No, I have stuff like towels down around the bottom of the door to keep the bugs out.
Oh, okay. Living the life, huh, Vinny? Anyway, right. So they got this group of women in the U.S. Congress. Now, I'm living abroad, so I'm looking on it probably different than people that live there.
Wait, let me stop you. Did you actually have the operation?
To do what?
To be abroad.
Across the water, you dick. Oh, you know what we didn't? You know what we didn't do?
The waves raised their hands.
We never said hi to Grim. We never said hey to the RM. Nothing. We just started talking like two buttholes.
Hey, listen. Oh,
in a perfect world, Vinny, say hi to everybody.
The perfect world is contrasting itself
twice,
in more than one way.
Ouch.
Yowie wowie. Hey, Grimner. Hi, Barman, Beetle, and Grimner, and Moose Girl, DC with the back brackets, Anti-Asmo, Chalcedony, Graham Z. Ooh, Grammy, we miss you already. Come back. Ivy Don C, Java Doctor 2, Judge Dredd, your friend and mine.
Who?
Meister Brow, Woody himself. And a ponder gander to look at it while you wait.
Rome.
It was built in a day. Yeah, Vanna White and me, the very only, no, the very many that I beat.
The many Vinny.
Weather dork.
Yeah. Prince. Weather dork.
Yeah. Phantom.
Yep.
And Cyber Noogle.
Noogle.
No, it's a Noogle.
Noodle.
N-Civ.
Me, somebody. Me.
You. That's you, Lou Grumpy.
Hello.
And a grommet. And a JJ Stein. He's got shit up under his kilt.
Oh.
Because I actually did, didn't I?
I don't know.
Not like I said, well, whatever. Where was I? Yes,
I have no idea.
Get a kiss under the kilt. Moi? No, not me. Mr. Schnick. And Pond Sauce and Sock Puppet. And Smartass is back. I'm very glad to see that. As well as Miss Damdana Van Meter. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, see, Vinny can read and everything.
No, I can't.
So, yeah, well, we haven't been taking this In a Perfect World too seriously the last few months.
It's coming up pretty soon, though. I can promise you.
I realize that. But this morning, I got distracted and forgot it was Tuesday and fucked it off.
Listened to it, and I fell asleep on purpose. But I didn't wake up, and that was on purpose.
Yeah.
So I had intended to wake up. To hear you.
Well, now you're here, see, and you're my American correspondent.
I am a correspondent.
Yes, across the way, you are my connection to America. You know, because not only do I know you because of the radio, but I believe what you say. So, you know, it's because different than watching the news. Well,
why?
I don't know. Just the way I understand what you say just makes more sense than the shit that I hear secondhand.
is this like the naked truth? Because I don't.
Well, I'll give you an example. Grimner puts up a link today, and it was about a car that was supposedly hit by a tow truck, and then it caught on fire and exploded twice.
I had to call a tow truck one time myself.
But there was no tow truck.
This is
serious. No, listen. Okay. All right.
I'll listen.
Well, anyway, I was just trying to finish the thing before you start something new. Is he posts this thing, and the point of the picture was supposed to be the car hit a tow truck, but there was no tow truck in the film. It was just the car exploding and catching just whoosh, and then engulfed in flame from the inside out. It was really frightening to see this.
Do you feel like this link has been fingered?
No, what I'm saying is it was identified as it hit a tow truck. But when you watch the video, there's no freaking tow truck. So
I can tell the story short, and that's probably near impossible, but I did. I found this refrigerator. I call it ice box, but it was a cigar sitting on the side of the road. And lo and behold, what do I find inside? Well, a mayonnaise jar with a toe in it. So what do I do? I call a tow truck, of course.
Good one. Wow. We've lost Vinny in a perfect world tonight. But
if I couldn't be any more perfect.
Well, what kind of psycho world are we living in right now?
Well, I have a ginger ale. It says on the can right there.
Well, I mean, does your neighborhood, does it? I don't know. What?
I don't have a neighborhood. Right. I have a road that's at the end of the mountain.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't get along with everybody out here, and I'm not afraid to see about it. Yeah, but I got good friends. Life is great.
Okay, what would give you cause? Let's say me and you are neighbors. You live down the way. Now, what would give you cause to not like me because of what? You know, because be an example of one of your feuds.
I'll give you a good example. So I'm out walking in my yard, minding up my own business, naked as a jaybird, and then you call the police because you looked up my driveway and seen what you was looking
at. Yeah. They go to your house to have an excuse to call the police on you.
That never happens. So
right, good. But when you sit people down and you put it in English like that where they have to face it, it looks a little different.
What are you going to do?
Mind their own fucking business. We've talked about that here.
Or
what?
Enjoy the view.
Well, let's not get ridiculous about it.
You said ridiculous.
Vinny, if you were a superhero, you would be Arthritic Man.
I have arthritis.
Your superhero power would be lifting a glass and drinking out of it.
I'm doing that right now. Actually, I'm going to add some Coke.
See, lifting the glass is one of the better parts of living.
You betcha.
I know that.
Oh, yeah. There's a recipe, right? It's called cock under glass. No.
Oh, jeez.
Peacock under glass.
Oh, even worse.
Right. Yeah.
Out of the frying pan. Okay. Weirdo. Anyway, let me ask you a serious question here in a perfect world.
Go ahead.
Because over here in Denmark, we get a lot of American, input because of the American sites we visit, me and Sir.
Wait. Back up. Start again from where I poured my last.
Okay. Me and Sir live in Denmark.
You have marks upon you.
Okay. Sirk's second language is English. So, Sirk.
She's pretty damn good for, by God, being the second language, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, I understand that.
She's a better English writer than I am. Not speak American, by God.
Well, you're no Hansel either, pal, but
I am.
Work on it. Study.
Handsome in my Hansel speak, he sneeze. Mm.
Well, all I'm saying is the influence in the American stuff comes from stuff I'm usually interested in, not something Cirque's looking at. Or she'll see it on RLM because she's there a lot. But we don't see a lot of American stuff together. I see a lot of it on Mines more than anywhere. And one of the things that I ran into that was real, it's a curious ball of shit if you think about it long enough. You got a bunch of women in the U.S. Congress. They're dark-skinned or Muslims or whatever. One of them is supposedly a anti-Semite.
I now, like dark-skinned women.
Yeah, well, I can't anymore. I got married, and you know, you can't do that crazy shit when you're married.
Got this like night of a midnight sun or something like that up there. Is that true?
How do you mean?
Well, it like it goes light all of a sudden. You're like, I can't sleep. It's still light out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In the as the winter comes and goes. Yeah, it's seasonal here, and in by August, well, yeah, but by August, it's starting to get dark earlier again, and but earlier again is like 10 o'clock now.
Are you crazy?
No, in July, it's up until midnight, and then it gets light about 3:30, 4 o'clock, so you got just a few hours of dark.
Your clock is crazy, right? It does not know when to blow.
No, see, we're way up on the top of the world, so to speak. You do the math and figure it out. I don't know.
Well, all I can say is it's definitely 420 somewhere. Mm. You know what's coming up?
My birthday is coming up. Oh, Grim's birthday's before mine, though. And I think Grim and Beth.
Old bastage, for sure.
Yeah, but I have peers.
Hey, listen, you want to do everybody a favor?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, we'll just make this like a quick, like lube job warm up for a Chelly that's coming up.
Oh,
in about
Chelly.
5 minutes live from now.
Oh, you want to do? And, okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll kill just pass this show, it on. Then. Me and you do the little dinkle dangle,
yeah,
or whatever call it. Yeah, I will just like pass it off.
Quick 20% off.
Yeah, I'll squeeze it for 20 minutes.
Well,
you
then,
like it?
Well, so that's 4 minutes to go then, right?
Kind of like that, but you know what? Some people like it short and sweet. You can call it I'm gonna call it the.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Something like that.
We've been screwing around with the show so much that
you like it. You like it, huh?
It's in a perfect world. It's perfect.
Anytime you can grab it, like you can get it, it's gotta be perfect.
Well, that's the rumor, Ike. So you don't know anything serious about these women in Congress, huh?
Oh, I do.
Well,
they have
save it for.
No, they're completely naked underneath their clothes, and I.
Jeez, are you fucking serious?
No,
oh, come on, Vinny. I wasn't talking about that.
I would be fucking serious. Oh, yeah, I said I would be completely serious.
Okay. Well.
Can you get me like some kind of discount on this deal or what?
I don't know.
What do you say? How about we kick this fricker off into the future fantastic and call it a now Chelly effect.
Okay.